Welcome to From the Horse's Mouth, the official podcast of Providence Day School, bringing you spirited, informative, and entertaining conversations from the global PD community. Now here's our host, a familiar face and voice on the PDS campus, world language teacher Jay Barron.
So I'd just like to welcome you all to From the Horse's Mouth. Thank you for making time today to come out and talk about something that I personally feel is extremely important and maybe we don't talk about enough at PD, which is health and wellness and life balance. And so today we have an all-star panel to discuss this topic. I'm going to start here with Mr. Tom Caruso. Tom teaches PE and health. He's a certified strength and conditioning coach. Oh, and fun fact, a three-time D1 All-American diver, just in case you're curious. Tom, how are you doing?
Doing great, Jay. Good to see you.
Thanks for being here. Emily Young teaches upper school history. She's also one of our upper school learning specialists. And as an ASU grad, she was probably happier with last weekend's game than the weekend before. Am I right?
That is very true, Jay. Yes.
Emily, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks
great.
For being here.
Thank you.
Christy Oglesby, the chair of physical education and health here at PD. Thank you for making time to be with us today. Christy played softball at Charleston Southern and has coached softball here for a little bit of time. And my daughter had the pleasure of playing for her once upon a time, and also is a mother of two, including a senior. So you and I have that in common. Just a little freaky. How are you, Christy?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good. And the star of our show is Junior Easton Pransky, who is kind enough to come out and talk to us about something that matters quite a lot to her, health and wellness. And Easton, if I may, I'd like to just start with you. What can you tell me about the student group Thrive?
So Thrive is a club at PD, which I started my freshman year, and it kind of basically goes over a whole holistic well-being approach, from nutrition to exercise, breathing exercises as well before a test, and kind of just that holistic approach to help a student kind of reduce stress. And as like high school, as you guys know, can be a stressful time. So
we've heard, yes.
Yeah, so just kind of doing all those different aspects of the holistic well-being to help kind of help students with that.
And how did you get interested in this?
Kind of over COVID, I went through my own journey of like holistic well-being, of improving my nutrition a lot, doing a lot more exercise on, for myself than when I did beforehand. And that kind of, I noticed a lot less stress in myself, and I wanted to help other students kind of with the stress, as I know so many students go through it. So it's kind of how I'm helping other students.
Well, in an amazing coincidence, all the people gathered around this table are probably joining you in battling student stress in one way or another. Tom, I'd love to ask you about this because you kind of got this conversation started. All you do, by the way, is just help people get stronger, right?
That is the hope, yes. Get them stronger and prepared for any challenges that they would come their way. And you know, like to say, you know, I help with Thrive, and it's also an, you know, it's not just student thing. We've got stress as adults on campus as well. So, but yeah, strength is the end goal, hopefully.
Well, talk to me about strength and conditioning for a minute, because, you know, I obviously am an imposing physical specimen, but, you know, I try not to intimidate people too much, but what is it about strength and conditioning that really connects with what we're talking about today?
So strength and conditioning, those terms, the first thing that would come to someone's mind might be an athlete. And we've had great ones come through our school and since, you know, my 13 years of being here. But strength and conditioning is for everybody. And the biggest pride or self-fulfilling thing that has happened at PD is we offer so many different types of courses, and when somebody walks into the weight room that's never touched a weight, never picked up a bar, and they find they really like how it makes them feel to do something that's outside their comfort zone, and how it helps them grow as a student, to find that kind of avenue to move into more mental strength. So strength and conditioning, it's not only a physical strength and conditioning, but it's a mental side as well. We use a lot of guided imagery within weight rooms around the world. If you are going to do a successful squat or deadlift, You know, science has taught us, or practice has taught us, that imagining yourself doing a successful lift makes you far greater the possibility of successfully completing it. So we're training all aspects of the well-being or the human experience in the weight room. It's not just an athlete. It's building their mental preparedness for what the challenges they have that day.
So the welcome mat is down at the weight room.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's always has been. I mean, in our classes, we have a very large population that takes athletic development or takes dance. And I think it's something we really pride ourselves on as a department, that when they leave here, they're leaving with the tools from a physical education side that they're going to be able to tackle any gym or dance studio that they might encounter. And the success that they have in those areas make them more confident in other areas of life.
Christy, let me ask you about this as the chair of PE and health at PD, as a coach, as a mother. How does what Tom is describing kind of fit into our overall curriculum here at PD?
Well, our goal as a department is to develop physically literate students, right? Like, when they graduate from Providence Day, they leave our school knowing how to be healthy. And that includes healthy eating, being able to work out on their own, and have a respect for how often they do that, the consistency of that, so that it's a lifestyle. And so Tom and I have worked really close over the years of kind of developing our middle school and upper school classes and making sure that what we're doing in our classes complement what's happening after school and vice versa. So, you know, in our middle school classes, starting in eighth grade, we start getting our kids into the wellness center to introduce them, and so that they have some experience lifting weights. And then that also leads to our ninth grade wellness class, and where they are going to be lifting for the first time as a class. And so because of that, you know, we thought it would be even better to start to get our kids in the weight room even before eighth grade. So Tom and I worked together, and we opened up the weight room after school to allow sixth and seventh graders to start coming in and training after school, which complements our PE program and, you know, after school program, as well as their overall wellness.
Emily, let me ask you a question. As an upper school learning specialist, how does what you do to try to support students here at school, and the great work that you do, how does that fit in with some of these issues of balance, health, wellness?
Yeah, great question. I think hopefully Easton will echo what I'm about to say, but one of the focuses that we have is all about those, like, building good habits. And I think that's where we start in my office and with Shelley's office as well, is we focus really heavily on, okay, you know, sure, like, we know what we need to do in terms of the academic world, but sometimes we're not motivated enough to get there, or maybe we have something that's impeding our ability to get started. And so one of the areas that we talk about a lot is fitness and about, you know, athletic development in general, especially because, you know, if you're exercising daily, you're kind of helping kind of build that, those endorphins, and kind of like releasing the endorphins and serotonin and pushing yourself to be able to be more motivated to get classwork done. And so try to talk through those habits, talking through time management, how it can help when you're creating a schedule. If you're saying, hey, I'm going to work out, you know, 5 days a week at this time every day, everything else kind of has to fit around that schedule, right? So if you can help to build that schedule with the student, then they can kind of use that and apply that for what their academic world is too.
Does this sound familiar to you, Easton, at all, when we talk about pressure and dealing with some of the realities of being a student at PD?
Definitely. I feel like at PD, while it is, if you let yourself feel the pressure, there's so many resources, though, at PD that you could get to, like Miss Young, Miss Mixon, in the Wellness Center with Coach Caruso, talking to coaches like Coach O from a nutrition standpoint and everything. And I know from an organization standpoint, that's also been something that's really helped me with reducing stress and knowing that I'll be able to get everything done. And working with Miss Mixon and Miss Young on that has been amazing. And also, I find, like, strength training is something that I do for myself, and I, like Miss Young said, helps me kind of be more find more, like, want to do more homework more. Sorry, I'm forgetting the word that I'm trying to say right now. But I do a lot of strength training for that and also for my own well-being. And working with Coach Caruso after school in the Wellness Center is something that I feel like helps with the pressure and reducing stress as well. As well as just talking to your teachers and, you know, like, hey, I can't get this done on time. They are always so understanding when I come to them. So they're also amazing resources to go to as well at PD.
Do you and your friends talk about this?
I think so. I find it very, it's in my daily life for sure. Yeah. And a lot of my friends, you know, a lot of them do sports, and kind of balancing is something that we kind of talk about a lot because, you know, high school comes with a lot more homework. So everybody's trying to find a good schedule to make sure that they get everything done. And in that sense, we definitely talk about that.
I have a few lightning round questions for you. Are you prepared?
Maybe.
Starting right here with you, Coach Caruso. How many hours of sleep do you get during the week?
How many hours of sleep do I get during the week? I would say 6 on a regular basis.
Is that enough?
No. Should be 7.5 to 8. So need to turn off the set and get to bed. You know, something, if I may interrupt the balance, the lightning round, we talked about balance, And again, what I find that PD provides is the arts, you know, music, theater, weight training, sports. We can't be experts at all of those things. And I think I mentioned to you, you know, life, you know, we're going to have a hard time in one thing. It could be Spanish. It could be math. But having something that we can fall back on that makes us feel good, whether it be strength training, whether it be playing drums or guitar or violin, and PD, Providence Day, lets you kind of explore those things and see, you know, is it your voice as a singer, your ability to act and be in front of people on stage, you know, whatever it may be, because life is going to be thrown at you and kind of kick you down, and having those little siestas to build yourself up and say, hey, I can do this well today. That might not have gone that well. I think PD, that's one thing we really offer to our students.
Isn't it true that's the real reason you're missing out on sleep is because you're playing drums?
That could be it. I'm trying to get into a band. Some call the P Daddies, and they won't let me in.
You could do better. I'm sure of it. I am so sure of it. All right, Ms. Young, how much sleep do you get?
That's a great question. Last night or normally? Normally, we're shooting for 7. That's usually the rough around is, you know, bed by 10, up by 5, 5:30.
I just find this question to be interesting because I think we all have this sense of how important it is, and yet we all seem to find reasons why it's not as important. Tonight, we just happen to have this incredibly important thing. Coach, you pretty good about sleep?
No, well, I try to be, but on average, I'm probably getting 6 hours of sleep because I get up at 5:15 for my workout.
Yeah.
So I work out before school because as a coach, I have very little time during or after school to work out. So I put my health first and maybe compromise a little bit on the sleep.
Would you say that most of the students that you know also compromise on sleep?
Yeah, I think it's a good mixture, you know.
Okay.
Just
because I know that we are also, as parents and as teachers, modeling these behaviors, and I think we're all, from time to time, guilty of just putting it on the back burner. How do you do a sleep, Easton?
I personally try to make sure that I get at least, like, 7.5 hours. I usually get around 8 hours of sleep each night, because I know just, like, for teenagers' development, sleep is really important, so I try to prioritize that.
I'm curious to know if there are any myths about, and these are your words, Tom, myths about strength and conditioning that we need to debunk. What are some things about strength and conditioning that you would say perhaps are misperceived in the broader community?
Like I said, I think when somebody says strength and conditioning, we think we're going in and we're just maxing out on a bench or a clean or a squat. And, you know, it should be looked at as so much more. And I think we do a great job here in making sure that we're meeting. It's one of the rooms that we have to differentiate between our students. We have to. I can't treat everybody in a class the same way. I have to meet that student where they are in that particular time. And I always have to be operating through modifications of a certain exercise that day. So I'm not going to start everybody on the same exercise if an air squat isn't possible. And assessments at the beginning are always very important. And we teach in our classes that when you warm up, that's you evaluating where your body's abilities are that day. Because each challenge, like you might have been in a chair or drove longer, so now you don't operate as well. We teach corrective exercises so they can prepare better for the task that day. But there always needs to be modifications and differentiation within the class so that each person can be successful in their own way. So I think there's some fear there when you say strength and conditioning. You know, what does that look like?
It can be intimidating.
Yes.
Sadly, Mr. Bastos couldn't be with us today, the wonderful Mr. B, who teaches our yoga classes. Currently, we have, I believe, 33 students in the upper school taking yoga. Who does yoga here? Who can speak to the importance and the value? Go ahead, Ms. Young. Take it away.
It's one of the few things I can do. I think one of the really neat parts about yoga is it forces you to be in the here and the now, right? To be really present, to focus on, like you said, to like be really like aware of your own body and what your body's capable of in that moment. Obviously, one of the things about yoga, too, is if you're in a position for a longer period of time, then you kind of become more, your body gets more warm, your muscles become a little more nimble and flexible. But, you know, really understanding and knowing, okay, now's the time that I need to breathe through this to get to the next position, if that's possible. And I think it's just, to me, yoga is something that can be good for anyone and everyone, especially runners in particular, because they get so tight if you're running consistently. So really trying to encourage that part of it.
And I will add to that, you know, Mark has done a really, really great job with these classes. We started offering yoga and movement to eighth graders a couple years ago, and this is the first year that we are offering a yoga and mindfulness class. So it's not just yoga, it's also mindfulness, where he's doing guided meditation. And, you know, I used to teach the high school group exercise class, and we did some yoga and we did some mindfulness in that class. And it wasn't enough. I saw how much our students loved that part of my group exercise class. And so when Mark came on and we were able to offer this class and it got approved, I was so excited that he was taking it over, because he does an awesome job. The kids love him, love his classes. And I think his goals overall in his classes are to make sure that our students decompress a little bit so that they have a little bit less stress in their day, and maybe his class will help them get through the rest of the day. And so I love that about our program, our PE program as a whole. You know, it's not just sports. You know, it's a very sequential program from lower school to upper school, where, you know, it's more games-based in lower school. We want the kids to just like move in. In middle school, we kind of start easing them into, like I said, in eighth grade, they're in the weight room, and it's more lifetime kind of wellness type activities. And then by high school, it is lifetime wellness type activities. And so the fact that we offer dance, yoga, and then we still have our strength and conditioning classes, we still have our one international games class. So it's a great balance in our program overall.
I want to wrap today. I'm really enjoying this. I'm sorry we have to wrap. With maybe one piece of advice that you would have for your peers, or maybe even a new school year resolution that you yourself are setting. I'll go first. I know I don't get enough cardio, and so I'm trying very, very hard to make that a higher priority in my life in no particular order. Any advice or any new school year resolutions around the table?
I think I shared a quote with you that I heard on the news from a band, and I haven't been able to find the band. If you don't want to be the silhouette, find your light. And as a teacher, I think that's my job. I think as a strength coach, anybody coming into the weight room, that light, whatever their strength may be, whatever that person might want to achieve, that provided me motivation in what I'm doing every day and trying to help, no matter what, whether it be a sport or whether it just be, in general, someone coming in.
And I think I'm actually going to tag on to yours with more cardio. I think for me, I like to remind people, generally speaking, who may feel like they're not doing enough exercise or enough cardio or enough movement throughout the day, that, you know, try not to beat yourself up and remind yourself that, like, physically walking places is an amazing opportunity that you have. So just, you know, being proud and praising yourself for those moments when you're able to go out and do a 15-minute walk even is better than anything else you could possibly do.
That's how we all feel about climbing to the fourth floor of the AC, by the way.
See, you're already doing that cardio, man.
That is our
Just don't take the elevator.
Club,
you're golden.
Club 81. Come on over. Coates?
Oh, I have so many things I could offer advice to. I guess I would say, kind of piggybacking on what you're saying, is just try to get at least 30 to 60 minutes every day of some sort of movement. You know, I just told my kindergarten students that this morning, you know, how many minutes are we supposed to get a day? And it doesn't have to look the same for everyone. So just get out there and try to move.
Not as much of an issue for kindergartners.
Not as much. Although I will say, I mean, 60 minutes is a long time for little people, you know, so.
Easton, what about you? Any thoughts?
I think a resolution that I have for this coming year is to do a lot more mindfulness exercises, as I feel like that is something to help really tune into yourself and how you're doing. So.
Well, I hope some people have heard us today and maybe felt a little inspiration, but thank you very much for inspiring me and coming out to talk.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today to hear it all straight from the horse's mouth, our spirited official school podcast. Be sure to join us again to hear the voices of our global PD community in future episodes. You can find episodes and more information at providenceday.org/podcast.